course, we'd be the other thing about a hog except to squeal, you know.
Yeah.
And,
tell me about what you do to a hog when you butcher after you.
Well, when you butcher a hog, in other words, you first thing you do is kill him, you know, hit him in the head.
Yeah.
Or shoot him. You have to afford the bullets.
Yeah.
And then you slit his throat, you know, and let him bleed.
What'd you do with the blood?
Well, some of the colored folks used to drink it, you know.
Did you ever make anything with blood?
No, but I've heard of people, you know, using it. And we used to make hog head cheese out of the head, you know. And you'd use everything except eyeballs, you know.
What'd you call the maybe fat salt pork? Do you have a name for that?
Yeah, they call that fat salt pork. You talking about like slab bacon? Salt bag.
Well, this is the type of stuff you might put in your greens when you're.
Oh, fat bag. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what if it had more leaning than that? You might call it. You know, had more leaning.
Well, if it had any lean, there was, in other words, it was bacon. You know, slab bacon.
Okay.
But the regular old fat bag, you just take put that in collard greens and stuff like that. You know, seasoning.
Yeah. All right. Now, when you cut the side of the hog, you call that a, what would you call that?
The side.
Yeah.
Well, you that was the bacon, you know.
Okay. The outside edge of the bacon, maybe you cut that off before you sliced it. What would you call
that? That was a rind.
Rind.
We called it rind. Bacon rind.
Okay. Now, did you used to cut it yourself, or did you get it from the?
Oh, we'd slaughter our own hogs.
Okay, so there wasn't a man in town.
A butcher?
Yeah.
You know, well, there was butchers, you know, but them days you had butcher shops, you know, they would have the beef, the pork, you know, and such as that. But if you raised your own, you know, usually got a neighbor or something to help, you know. And usually they would help. In other words, if you raising a hog, why, naturally, with no refrigeration, you know, you smoked it, ate most of it as fast as you could, you know.
What would happen if you, some of it?
Well, in other words, if it spoiled, why, that was rough. I mean, you shared with your neighbors. It was a spirit of neighborless that prevailed in. In other words, you shared your food. If you had more than you could eat, and it was, stood a chance of losing it, there was in other words, you didn't throw anything away, you give it to somebody, you know, it was a hobo.
Yeah.
You didn't waste food. That was a cardinal sin, in other words. If you had hogs and such as that ate the slop, you know, that was considered all right. I mean, just willfully waste food like these people today, you know, just throw it in the garbage can. Wow.
Sure.
I heard statistics the other day or something about some young college student had studied, made a survey on garbage and out in Idaho or Arizona, somewhere out there, you know. And he'd run around inspecting people's garbage can. Everybody thought it was a fool, you know. But he was actually doing research. And he came up with the figure something like $4.5 billion, if I heard correctly, you know, worth of food wasted in this country annually. It was an astronomical figure, you know.